assassination.
Next speaker was one of the earliest supporters of this initiative in the United States Congress, but she did not co-sponsor the bill itself because for her it is a matter of principle initiative. And he's the president of the National Endowment for Democracy.
A great honor to speak today, to be here with you and with Jana.
He would not have cared much for a plaque or a sign or a street name. The best possible tribute to him and to his legacy will be a free and democratic Russia. And that day will come.
That have been unanimously approved in both the House and the Senate.
It was being made abundantly clear to us that we would not be allowed to honor a Russian statesman in Russia. So we are deeply grateful to leaders here in Washington, D.C., who have stepped in to do what we could not, and who have led the way for this first official commemoration of Boris Nemtsov anywhere in the world, here, steps away from a Russian embassy he once helped to unveil. To the daughter of Boris Nemtsov and the founder of the Boris Nemtsov Foundation for Freedom that was established.
I'm always asked how it feels like to be in the shadow of my father's name and legacy. And I must say today that I'm proud to be my father's daughter. And after his tragic death, I regard it as my lifetime goal and commitment to stay true to my father's memory.